hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. This is Bob Chapman Day, as it is on this network every Tuesday. I'm very, very pleased to have this guy that is taking enough interest in your benefit out there in Radioland to do this program with me every Tuesday. I have an announcement here about the cost of the International Forecaster. It is going up. It was $129. It's going up, It's going up $30 as of October 1 of this year. It's been 2 years since a rate increase. And these comparable, and there really is no financial newsletters out there comparable to Mr. Chapman's, but if you go out to any other newsletter, they'll charge you anywhere from $200 to $500 annually. And one publishes only 17 times a year and another only 12 times a year. They put out over 100 email letters and 24 hard copies annually. So you folks that get this newsletter, you get two hard copies per month. And if you sign up for that year subscription, you'll get over 100 emailed newsletters right to your little computer for your consideration. Also, I want to announce here on the republicbroadcasting.org, a new feature up there, Babelfish. This will translate into 8 different languages. We're going to add more, probably Farsi and Arabic soon enough. But at any rate, you international listeners out there or people that have friends in other countries that don't speak this language that well, you can tell them, hey, go to republicbroadcasting.org, and it can be downloaded in your language, all the news stories, everything on the site in your language. So don't forget that. Email your friends. And also a show change coming up. Starting Monday, I'll be on Monday through Friday from 1 to 2, and we're going to go after the credit card people on this deal. So stay tuned for that. The Brown Show will be moved back to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. And for you folks out there that listened to the Browns, do not forget to mark that. They will be moving Monday back to 9 a.m., and everybody seemed to be pleased on their end about doing an earlier show, so that worked out for all. Now, Clarence in Oklahoma. Sorry, I just had to get that in there. Yeah, we know these people are greedy, but like I said, we don't have a choice in where we shop.
I understand, John. This is really the question that I had. I want to make this real quick. And is your guest still there?
He certainly is.
Okay. I'll make this. I'm going to make a real quick question, and I'll listen off the air. I retired from federal civil service, and I got to participate in what they call the thrift savings plan, and that's what all federal employees get into now. Now, I was the end of the old. Now, that's a big. He may know something about the way this works, but do you think that there's 2 million federal employees, and they invest. Do you think that is a something that will tilt the markets or? Will it make any difference? I'll listen off the air.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it, Clarence.
Yeah.
Bob, there's over 2 million of them.
Yeah,
what are they doing with their
think,
money?
I think we have to know what they're investing in. And I don't know that. I mean, is it treasuries or is it agencies or both? Is it in the stock market? I mean, what are they doing?
Are they buying the bonds that mature in 30 years that are ate up by inflation? Oh, yeah, good question. What are they doing with their money?
Yeah, because they, it's always been my suspicion. That's one of the entities that government uses to rig markets. Sure, it's there for retirement, but they could care less whether anybody ever gets one.
Well, they didn't do a whole lot to protect other people's retirements that we saw floating out the back door here. In recent years, what makes people think that the FedGov, just because you're an employee of theirs, that they're going to give a hoot about you? We'll have Robbie Noel with us on the other side of this break. And we'll continue with your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at OnestiAdvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, folks, here's the bottom line. I spoke about the banking system earlier and the Wall Street boys posing the question, should we do away with the Fed? The banking system, which absolutely rules the economy through the Federal Reserve in this country, has produced a debt pyramid that you're seeing today. Banks should never, ever, ever, folks, have this kind of power. The fundamental objectives of monetary policies should be to secure a healthy, producing economy and provide for sufficient for the individual's income. Now, the objective should not be to produce massive profits for the bank, fodder for Wall Street swindles, and blank checks for out of control government expenditures. You know, our little district of criminals up there. Contrary to many doomsayers, the world economy is capable of providing a decent living for everybody on this planet. It can't be because the monetary equivalent of its bounty is skimmed by interest-bearing debt. Couldn't have said it better myself. Again, that was Mr. Cook. Mr. Robbie Noel.
How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm a little jealous.
Uh-oh.
I'm discovering that more and more people are discovering your program on this network, and I think you got about a dozen stations out there now, and your trend is increasing.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Well, of course it is. Say hello to the Rhodesian Ridgeback, Mr. Chapman.
How you doing, Bob?
I don't know what to say to you today. I was trying to think of something cute, but nothing came out. Well, I trust you well, and everybody's calling in to buy coins.
Business is definitely business in talking around other compatriots within this industry, all reporting brisk business of late. So maybe the message is finally getting through to a few people.
I want to read you a very short paragraph I wrote 10 minutes before the program. There is a major buildup of gold call options in the October and December contracts, which indicates that speculators are prepared to bet heavily on the gold price increasing up to at least $740 an ounce. There are 122,000 December contracts, which is 2.5 times the October level. Bets by longs outnumber by 2-1 those of the bears. That 122,000 is 3 times the level of October's longs. Again, these very sophisticated investors are betting there will be a massive rise in the gold price. If you add in the high level of lease rates, which is not favorable to gold suppression, and the small short position of the commercials on the COMEX, they are signals much higher gold prices are in the works.
Well, today's action should give credence to that argument. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, look, today, by and large, I haven't done all my homework, but it looks like there was serious short covering both in gold and silver today. I mean, gold ended up $9 on the day. Silver ended up $25 on the day. And this is in light of a 91-point move in the Dow, a 33-point move in the NASDAQ. You had strength, albeit a little, in the U.S. dollar index, but still it was positive on the day. You'd be hard-pressed to find anything red on the day. So, it's usually gold goes counter to these moves. But the fact that gold is rising, with a rising Dow, rising NASDAQ, rising U.S. dollar index, chastise me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like today was some serious short covering in the metals.
You know, the only real big short positions still are the long-term short positions of the commercials on the COMEX. And they're the ones who are in league with government. They know something big's coming. If you notice, in each day when I talk about the market, I give the short positions on the TOCOM in Tokyo as well. And Goldman Sachs, which you might call it, is translucent there. We can see what they're doing, whereas in the COMEX, we can't. Their short position is as low as it's been since they started on the exchange about 2 years ago. So something big is in the wind. And I've been talking about this in the IF for about a month, this big thing that's coming. And this is just more fuel for that. And I think we're going to see a big move.
Do you have any insight into that short position that was taken on, was it the S&P index?
To make a long story short, all that is an interest rate play, and I don't find it of any significance. And yeah, people are ballyhooing it to be an indication that there's going to be something tragic happening.
Well, they were calling.
I don't believe that.
They were calling it the Bin Laden short.
Yeah. Well, you have. It's up to responsible journalists and reporters and people who are within the hard money profession and any other to try to be accurate all the time. I can only remember two instances in the last 7 or 8 years that I've been wrong. And so you got to be careful. I'm very, very careful what I put in that publication.
Well, obviously those options expire on September the 21st. So we'll see whether someone made a logical bet or whether it was just a waste of money. Because there was some serious money to take those options out.
Yeah, and the same...
Yeah, but I think they're on both sides of the trades.
Yeah. The same day, Robbie...
These computer-driven things that are set up to use arbitrage, for lack of a better word. And, you know, I think it's dangerous to an extent, but in that is in view of what just happened to the geek black box fraternity over the past month. I mean, yeah. Their losses have to be generally in the 35% to 40% area, and most of them are hedge funds.
Yeah, and
it's been devastating.
Yeah. On that same day, Bob, what Robbie's talking about and the mystery trader, as everybody is calling him, went into the Dow Jones Euro stocks and was making some hefty bets. On that very same day, I reported about the brain trust, the financial brain trust that was in Jackson Hole, and in a facility, by the way, it's for continuance of government. It's, in my estimation, it's no accident that they were doing this in Wyoming at a facility that's designed in case of nuclear attack that the brain trust runs and hides inside of a mountain. The very next day, and it was later on in the day, finally CNN started reporting on this, but you can believe they had reporters up there planted up there for about a week with no information whatsoever. They didn't even mention where these guys were holding their meetings. They just had the backdrop of the beautiful mountains up there in Wyoming. But something is in the wind when the brain trust runs and hides, just to get them familiar with the hole in the ground up there in a mountain in Wyoming. Well, let's go to the phones. Joe in Florida, and I'll take Vandy, Mike, and others as the calls come in. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, you guys, I just don't understand the, you know, you talk about hyperinflation, the dollar collapse, and the run on gold. And then shouldn't that be good for property values? I mean, at least you can live in your house. It's not made out of paper money. So I just don't understand. I mean, I look at it like if gold's going up and, you know, the dollar's collapsing and paper money's worthless, at least with a house, you know, it's tangible.
It might, Joey, that might be an argument if you were still talking about the dot-com bubble bursting, but now we're talking about the overinflated housing market that is bursting. Your property has no choice but to go down, gentlemen.
Yeah, but I mean it's going down in terms of, you know, worthless Confederate money. I always say it's kind of like I put a big mortgage on my house. I bought property in the country that's paid for, but I leveraged the hell out of my house, and I'm hoping to pay it back off in the future with worthless dollars. That's kind of my plan.
Joe, well, let me ask you a question. Would it really break your heart if you leveraged your house that you're living now in and you've got your property paid for out in the country away from the ensuing crime wave that we all see coming here? Would it really burst your bubble if you had to move out of that house and move out to the country?
No, it's not at all. But basically, when I mortgaged my house, I bought gold with it, and I wouldn't mind keeping this house. And my point is I leveraged it quite, you know, I kind of leveraged it when the market was high.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my point is I kind of figure with the gold going up, I'll sell the gold maybe in a couple years after it has its run and pay off this house with worthless American dollars. That's kind of my strategy. So, but at the same time, I don't see property values going down too much more just because of that, because you know, who wants to, you know, at least you can live in a house.
Joe, hang on a second. Go ahead.
You're missing a point here, and that is that people can't afford to buy homes, and there's a tremendous inventory. And until the prices come down because of the demand-supply factor, they're not going to be saleable to a new buyer.
Or until
they change the rules on lending.
Or until the banks loosen the credit so people that are still able to buy a home at a decent rate on a fixed mortgage can once again borrow, then your house price might stabilize. It might even go up. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by Life Essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
Oh, yes, the days when we had a Constitution and a Republic and honest money. Boy, those were the days. And not too long ago, folks, prior to 1913, we had honest money in this country. Joe in Florida, Bob and Robbie, got part of this right. He took advantage when he needed to take advantage. He bought gold and silver, and, well, he's just waiting for the other shoe to drop to see what he can do with his house right now. He got part of it right, but, Bob, if you would, explain for the listeners out there the relationship between what's going on in the economy versus the housing cost and prices, the market, and things of that nature, because I don't think people have a firm grasp on this.
Well, first of all, as you've said, the economy is totally controlled by the Fed, and the interest rate mechanism that they control controls the finances and the economy. And what they do in the process of doing that and in the creation of money and credit, which they can do endlessly, but usually fairly reasonably, the the ability of the economy to function can't continue if the Fed injures the system. And that's what they've been doing. And that's just so hard for people to understand. You have someone who has gone out, leveraged their home, bought gold and silver, and hope and cannot see why a house would go down in value. Well, it will. Too many people own houses, like $3 trillion worth. Over 2 million families, maybe as much as 3 million, may lose their homes. And that's got to make the value of your home go down. Now, the question is how much? That's the most important thing. And let's say you're in a hot area, which was formerly hot, and your house goes down 40%. And let's say it's $300,000, so it goes down to $180,000, and you're out $120,000 at least on a temporary basis. You have to hope that the monies that you gleaned from either cashing out or taking a second on your property will be greater than that. And in all likelihood, they will. But the prices of homes are going to go down because of the, trying to think of the right word, just the innate destruction of the housing market, which was used to keep the economy for 5 or 6 years from collapsing. Now we've got to pay the bill.
Joe, let me ask you this. What's the note on that house?
$330,000.
$330,000? And
what I did is I bought gold. I bought a condominium in Thailand and a house in the Philippines and property 22 acres up in the country in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm even if I walk away from this house, I'm going to be laughing all the way to the bank because I did mortgage it at a high. But I really feel that the gold that I bought, one day through the inflationary, you know, value of that, I'll be able to buy the, pay this house off anyway. So
that's
kind of my plan.
Yeah, Joe, where in Florida do you live?
I live in Ormond Beach.
Okay.
Right up north of Daytona.
Okay. All right. I was just down there in Florida a couple of weeks ago. I was down around the Fort Myers area, Naples, nice area down there. They're in dire straits down there. And the thing that I'm looking at is just not economy, what people are going to be able to hang on to versus buy. What my concern is, in what environment are you going to be sitting in? In other words, when this economy blows out, and we have been very instructional on how to raise animals in this country, not respectful human beings of life, liberty,
right,
and all of those other things. Those 20 acres in Tennessee, 20 acres plus in Tennessee, is going to look real, real good. And by the way, Joe, if I were you, this is going to go worldwide. If you've got any holdings in any other country, if I were you, I would liquidate them. And I would be really laughing sitting on my property up there in Tennessee.
Well, my purpose for having property overseas is I'm quite politically active, and that's an escape if martial law and we go into the communist, fascist rounding up people and putting them in FEMA camps.
But what do you think is going to happen in the countries that you have some vested holdings in? Do you think that that's going to go unscathed? Look,
no, I don't.
Yeah.
But, what are you going to do? I mean, I go there and...
Stand here and fight?
Yeah, I don't know. I might, but I mean, my whole purpose in it is also it's been a good investment there,
sure,
actually, because, you know, Thailand, they're getting all the money from China coming in there. It's kind of a China play.
Yeah.
Because the Chinese get rich, they're coming down there, and I'm renting my condominium now. But what I wanted to ask you besides this, first of all, I wanted to tell you I sent you a check because I think your shows are great, and I did that last week. I hope you got it. The other thing I wanted to say is I've been telling like my mom and my sister, if we start the war with Iran, that while everybody's like waving their flags and chanting USA, they should, you know, clean out their safe deposit box, go to the bank and cash out, go to the store and buy grain and canned food. I was just wondering what your advice, both of you, is if the war actually starts,
while everybody's watching the news and cheering and patting themselves on the back, what would your advice to, you know, the average guy be?
We'll answer that right after this. Thanks for your call, Joe.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
My simple advice to Joe in Florida is this. If you can't eat it, wear it, or shoot it, it's not going to do you a damn bit of good. You know, I can remember about 10 years ago, a guy called me up, and he was fishing around and trying to get a handle of what was going to happen in the future. And I said, well, I don't have a crystal ball, but here's the indicators. And I said, do you have any collectible, anything you can do away with now that will bring you better reward in the future? And he says, well, I've got a Thunderbird. I got a 57 T-Bird, but I don't want to sell it. I said, ask him a simple question. I said, what do you think the value of that car is going to be when everybody's broke? And I said, can you eat the Thunderbird? He goes, well, of course not. And I said, are you going to be able to afford the gas prices? And keep in mind, this was 10 years ago. I said, are you even going to be able to afford the gas prices for that car, let alone the insurance or anything else? He says, I see where you're going with this. So, Joe, water filtration, food stores, ammunition, weapons, and do me a favor, don't keep them cached in one location. Spread them around. Okay. Robbie, Bob, anything else for Joe? We've got to move on here. We've got other callers waiting.
No, I think you've covered it.
Okay. All right. Robbie?
Well, I'll just add that over the weekend in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where all the muckety-mucks were meeting, including the president of the Bundesbank, who said what we are facing right now is a banking crisis. It's a typical run on the banks. People get very jittery, like the countrywide financial. People were lined up outside of the banks. I mean, even though they had FDI insurance, people wanted to get their money out. And that's his biggest fear. And I'll deal with that more coming up on the flip side. But, look, it's the same thing that happened. It's the same thing that happened in Europe during the Weimar Republic. I mean, people lost all faith in the in banks, and hence the establishment of the mattress account.
I've got Countrywide, by the way, Robbie, sending me emails wanting me to open up an account.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do. They try to scramble for any cash, you know, that's humanly possible. You know, I did not minimize, and it was pretty spooky to have the muckety-mucks, as you mentioned, meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's, folks, when you have heads of large banks and the word of recession is in the air, you know, don't forget that this mystery trader out there, he was betting that the top 50 stocks are going to fall by a third by the end of September in Europe. Now, we're not talking about the U.S. economy here. He's buying stocks in Europe and betting that that's going to free fall by at least a third by the end of this month. Now, people that have large sums of money know where to put it. They're not stupid. They are well connected. They are on the proverbial inside. So when you see stuff like this, you better drop back 5 yards and look up about 30 degrees to see what the hell's coming at you at the speed of light. Let's go back to the phones here. Vandy, thanks for holding. Vandy in Illinois.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I've been trying to get out of my 401k for months, and these boys will not let go of that money. So now it's time for Plan B. Question, would it be wise to say maybe get a low-interest credit card and use those funds to invest in gold and silver and gold stocks?
No.
Oh, geez.
I don't advise buying gold and silver on credit, first of all. And second of all, there are companies out there that do credit card purchases on gold and silver. We don't.
Well, no, I would just do a cash advance and use the cash to transfer it to, say, your group or another group.
Why won't they let you out of your 401k?
Because he still works there.
Yeah.
Quit. No.
Quit.
Well, you know, it's either quit, figure out a way to come up with an education debt I don't have, or figure out a way to kill myself and fake my own death.
There you go.
Well, let me ask you a question. How much money is in your 401k?
56.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
he can't roll that over into like gold certificates or something.
Nope. You stuck with it.
Ah.
The only way, look, there are some 401ks that let you borrow against it. Even that is a bad idea. But yeah, if you got a 401k, I mean, unless you are contemplating quitting your job, there's pretty much no way you're going to have access to that money.
Vandy, let me ask you a question. How long has your employment with this company been?
8 years.
8 years?
Yes.
And what do they do?
Consumer electronics.
Okay. I'm surprised the company is still in business.
Well, it's a foreign company.
Well, that makes sense. That's why they're still in business. Where are you at in the relationship to time in as well as the other workers there? In other words, where are you at on a totem pole as far as time on the job?
I've been here 8 years. I'm like one of three senior engineers.
Really? So things have got to get pretty hairy for them to bounce you out the back door.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I would continue on my quest to see if I could get the money out of that 401k or if I could roll it over. See what you can find out. Your instinct.
There's nothing you can do. They've got those things so buttoned up, John. I mean, look, it's like any other institution out there. They will sell you a whole garden full of exotics to tell you why you want to sign up for a 401k plan. But your ability to get your money out of them is a whole nother deal. It's like if you got stocks invested with Merrill Lynch and you call up your broker and you go, I've had it. I've decided I'm going to sell everything. If that broker takes your order to sell, he is out the door. They don't sell on Wall Street. You don't call your broker and sell anything on Wall Street. They'll stick you in something else. In other words, a broker's life is based on his ability to keep as much money in the system as humanly possible. And if he allows one of his clients to sell out, his prospects of any job promotion just went straight down the proverbial porcelain princess.
Vandy, I don't mean to be glib here, but at least you didn't work for Enron.
Well, would it be another idea, say, if I can't do anything with the money right now, would it be a wise decision to stop contributing to it?
Well, sure. I mean, do you actually even know what your 401k is invested in?
I don't even think the guy who manages it does.
Oh, of course. And let me tell you something. A lot of people with 401ks are going to wake up with a rather strong headache in the weeks and months to come because most people don't constantly evaluate what their 401k is doing. I'll guarantee you with this liquidity crisis we've got going on right now, mutual funds, anybody who jumped on this collateralized debt obligation bandwagon have been dealing with some serious losses.
Well, Robbie, let me ask you this question. Is there anything in law that this guy is dealing with Vandy, who he's dealing with? Do they have to disclose where that money was invested?
Well, they'll send you out. I mean, if you ask the management of the 401k to send you, you know, a prospectus, you'll get a nice fancy brochure with pretty pictures in and a lot of language you won't understand. And even after reading it, you still won't be able to figure out what you're invested in. Am I right, Bob? I mean, this is how they got rid of all these exotic investment vehicles, bundling stuff up, camouflaging stuff within it. Which are just they're like little sitting time bombs, and they're all going off as we speak. I mean, this is why the Bundesbank president is saying we got a banking crisis, we got a liquidity crisis going on here, we got a run going on the banks. People are getting nervous; they're pulling their money out of institutions. So yeah, I mean, it's hard. I mean, this was the whole point of this mess that we're in is nobody could figure out what the underlying values of any of these derivative collateralized debt obligations were. That's why the Fed had to step up to the window and start buying all this worthless paper, because nobody else wanted it, because nobody could give you what a price was on it.
Well, the buzz on Wall Street, Robbie, is September 18th Bernanke is going to cut the Fed rate, but that's already been done bank to bank. In order to loan each other money, they reduce the rates at which they loan the money to each other at. But you, the consumer out there, the generally, I hate to say this, dumb public.
Dumb public. No, it's true.
And that you.
It's true. I tell you, it's true.
But if they drop the interest rate, wouldn't that tank the dollar?
Sure, it would. But they stuck between a rock and a hard place. They're either going to defend the dollar or defend the real estate market. And if you're going to defend the real estate market, which obviously is it, right now, the biggest problem that we got right now is you got Congress getting involved. And if you think the problem's bad now, wait until Congress gets its hands on it, because they want to bail out all these poor people who are losing their homes. Well, and so they're going to start implementing rules and regulations. It's just going to exacerbate, as it always is whenever they do this stuff.
But we've got to feel better, because George Bush last night made the statement that, well, he's going to be working with the Fed and the banks You know, there's like 80-some thousand people out there with home loans that they're upside down in. And for qualified buyers, they're going to try to renegotiate their adjustable rate mortgages. But the catchphrase is here, for the people that have good credit.
Good credit, sure. There's 2.5 million. There's 2.5 million arms that are about to refire.
Up. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, so he's going to save 80,000 out of 2.5 million. Way
and,
to go.
Yeah, and probably not even 25% of those people are going to qualify for a loan, because guess what? The banks aren't loaning any money. They're standing fast on it. Vandy, do me a favor, research that, at least get that broker to admit where your money is being invested in. You may get lucky on this deal, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Well, it's okay. It's time for Plan C. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Vandy. Right. I appreciate your call.
Let me tell you what else is out there that I didn't even know about, and maybe Bob knows about this, but let's say you had a $200,000 mortgage. And let's say the market has declined $20,000. So your home is now only worth $180,000. And so you, 'cause this is what the president is asking, that the lenders be compassionate with the borrowers, and telling the borrowers, listen, if you're behind your mortgage payment, go see your banker. They don't really want your house, and they'll work with you. So let's say the banker says, okay, I'm going to refig your loan at $180,000. The IRS sees that other $20,000, because your home was $200,000 home. The bank's giving you a break by financing $180,000. The IRS nails you for $20,000 of earned income. They look at that $20,000 difference as earned income. So you get a tax bill for $20,000.
And how about the credit swaps,
which
are default swaps? And how are the lenders going to handle, after they have helped the borrowers, the fact that there's all these people out there who have bet the price of the houses and the value of the mortgages would go down? Who's going to pay that?
Yes. Good question.
See, they created this derivative mountain, a pyramid scheme, and they, because of their greed, they box themselves in. They can't get out. And you'll see enormous lawsuits by all of the people who own credit swaps. And that means they're betting something's going to go down, and in this case, it's houses,
Mike,
or mortgages.
Mike in New York. We've got to move along here. Hello, Mike.
Hello, good evening, gents.
Hi.
Hi. Regarding the 401k, I suggest they change the name to the 401R. That stands for Roach Motel. You can check in. You sure as hell can't
check out.
John, you mentioned earlier, you mentioned you were going to be doing a talk on their credit cards.
Yes.
I was reading today that the credit card companies are, now get this, are making a major marketing effort to those with mortgage-related problems. I mean, talk about you know, jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. These companies are the lowest life forms on the planet. They just don't stop. You know, while we're still in the subprime crisis, you know, which is going to get a damn sight worse, these cowboys are not only throwing fuel onto the CDO fire, which is where these credit card receivables end up, but they're also trying to annihilate those who are like up to the necks in mortgage debt.
Well, sure. Hey, listen, let me tell you something else, man. If you are one day late, if you've got great credit and you've got a low interest rate loan, if you are one day late on making your payment, they have the right to jack your rates up to 24%.
Exactly. The thing is this, this is exactly the same scam that led us to the subprime crisis in the first place. You know, taking advantage of those who are least able to afford it, with usurious rates of interest.
Well, sure.
So how this is going to solve a guy that has a mortgage problem is beyond me.
It's not.
I mean, these scumbags, pardon the language, the credit card companies, they ought to be investigated immediately. And it appears to me that the...
Well, wait a minute. Let me stop you here, Mike, because who's going to investigate them? Because Congress set it up that these guys can operate out of South Dakota. It's the only state that does not regulate credit card interest rates. That's why these, and I'll call them whores, that's exactly what they are, for the people that can afford credit the less than anybody else, that they pay the higher rate.
Yeah, it's like an unconscionable scenario. You know, it's unbelievable. It seems to me that the credit card business is going to be the next to blow up, and we all know who's going to be picking up the tab down the road.
Well, guess what? They changed the bankruptcy rules. You can't bankrupt. You can't discharge a credit card bill.
Yeah, but the thing is this, that the CDOs will probably end up in a 401ks, and it's your average Joe with a 401k that's screwed.
Oh, look, these subprime credit cards, and call them what they are, people with I mean, the amount of mailers that have gone out in the last month to subprime credit card customers has increased tenfold. You have to ask yourself why.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're trying
to bury everybody.
Oh, exactly.
On a different note, Bob, you mentioned recently, I believe it was Agnico Eagle. Is that the best pick of the majors?
I think it is. I know the management very well. I've known them for years, and they have done everything perfectly, and they've maintained their autonomy as a company. They haven't been bought out or forced to merge, or they haven't tried to go with another larger company. And my hat's off to them, and it's my number one pick. And in the silver, it's a Silver Standard, which is another fine company.
Beautiful, thanks.
But Agnico, I think, is the leader of the pack because they have gold, silver, lead, and zinc.
Okay. A final question, please. Robbie, I noticed on your website that you don't have like a daily quote for the bullion coins. Is that?
It's just it. No other reason except for I'm very lazy.
Okay, fine. Okay, no problem.
And I would have to update those prices on an hourly basis.
Absolutely.
The best way to do it, John. Yeah, I know.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you. But you know what? Robbie doesn't know that Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez read your newsletter. I don't know.
My hat's off to them. I mean, they get such good common sense.
I don't know if they read his website.
I wanted to talk to John a little bit more, but he bugged out.
That was Mike in New York. We do have a John.
Mike, I want to know where Mike came from.
England?
Sorry.
Yeah, but I wanted the specific city.
Well, we'll catch him.
I'm thinking of Liverpool, and because of the accent, I'm trying to see if I'm right.
I would say Sussex, but we'll find out next Tuesday. He'll call back in. Robbie, we have a special here. It's the Bob Chapman special. And
it's about time.
Yeah. And keep in mind, I have some good news, and then I have some bad news. The good news is... you can still get until October 1. That leaves you about 30-some days here, folks. You can still get the International Forecaster for $129.95. After October 1 of this year, it's going to go up to $159.95, and that's still a steal because of the information that's provided in this newsletter. You can get it a couple of different ways. You can get it by email, or you can get hard copy. However you get this, we have the Bob Chapman special. If you buy into the minimum on the special, you will get that report for a year free, however you want it delivered, hard copy or by email. And Robbie, what do you have from Stevie Chinarino, from whomever out there that we buy our coins from? What kind of deal do you have for him today?
Well, there's no question the British sovereign is still without doubt the best value for money at $181. Actually, the British sovereign, based on today's gold price, should be $184. But considering I haven't changed the website, it's still posted at $181. And we've got some $10 liberties, which were in short supply, and now I know why. We got $10 liberties at $395. They should be trading at the same price as a half-ounce American Gold Eagle, which is trading at $374. But this is the first time I've seen the premium jack up on $10 liberties in a long while, because they used to trade at exactly the same price as a half-ounce American Gold Eagle. But that just shows you premiums are going up on coins, and that's based on not only demand, obviously, demand is increasing, but as demand increases, supply diminishes. I mean, the people have got to understand we aren't dealing with product here that they can just manufacture at will. These are coins, obviously, all pre-1933, where there's a fixed amount of them. And so as demand increases, so the premiums go up. But they're still a good value at $395. But the best value, without question, is the British sovereign, brilliant uncirculated, $181. You place an order for 20 or more, you get a free-year subscription to the International Forecaster, either through email, which you get twice a month, or you get the hard copy once a month.
Actually, it's twice a week, isn't it, Bob, for the email version, and twice a month for the hard copy?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make that. Okay. We've got just a few minutes left. Let's go back to the phones here. Michael in Colorado. Thanks for holding, Mike.
Yes. Hi, John.
Hi.
I got a question. I'm building a house up here in the mountains, and I've got cash in the bank. You think that's okay to let it sit there for, in the process, about 2 months here?
Whoa.
My answer is yes.
Yeah, I'd concur with Bob on that one.
And me being the paranoid one, Michael, I wouldn't. I mean, is it going to kill the bank if you withdraw your money?
No, I guess I just don't want to, have the IRS all upset that I'm drawing money out.
Ah.
Do you have more than $100,000 in one account?
No.
Well, then you don't worry about it. Taxpayers will bail you out.
What I would do, Michael, seriously, I don't know how you're drawing off that account, but I would make some substantial investments, and I would double your money. So when you do go back to the bank after everything shakes out and everything is collapsed that's going to collapse, then you can be real good buds and pals with your banker friend by saying that, hey, I want to open up an account again. But if that were me and I was building a house and I had a large chunk of change, in the next 60 days, how this market's looking, I don't know. If I had cash in hand, I'd go out and buy the gold and silver. And then I'd go back to the bank after everything's settled, and I'd make that banker my best friend. But that's my opinion. It's 2-1. These guys say no. I said yes.
Throw them off the program.
Throw them off the program.
one other last question.
Quickly.
I've got about $40,000 in a brokerage account. Is that something I should liquidate regardless of what the holdings are?
Short answer, gentlemen.
Gold and silver coins or shares, either or.
Okay. Michael, thanks for your call. I wish we had a little bit more time to spend with you, but we don't. Folks, you need to call Robbie Noel at 800-691-7898. His program precedes this one. Proceeds, or is that the right word? Oh, it comes after this show. It's the flip side of the Robbie Noel. His website is eaglesup.com. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, Mr. Chapman. I'll see you both back here next Tuesday.
It's true.